Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, has a study that provides some shocking information. It shows that the incidence of youth experimenting in homosexuality is on the rise. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This CDC study shows that there is a concern because when we look at previous studies, the incidence of teens or youth experimenting in same-sex activities is on the rise. In fact, if you look at 2015, the figure was 11.2% of the nation's youth saying that they want to be labeled as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure. But now in 2017, a 15% level, or 14.6% of teens, have the same response. So it's gone from 11.2% to 14.6% in 2 years, from 2015 to 2017. Matt, I think it's not very much of a stretch to say that there's no question how this is happening. It's not because of biology. It's because of cultural influences.
Cultural influences, like school districts pushing their radical GLSEN curriculum, and with, you know, the entertainment industry and the media, and it is in vogue to identify in one of these crazy LGBT categories. And so this, again, also goes to prove what has already been proven, that people are not born gay, that it is a nature versus nurture thing, that it's the nurture. People are making a choice to experiment with this behavior because it's in vogue, it's cool, it's popular. And so the growing numbers of teens engaging in this very high risk and dangerous behavior, we shouldn't be surprised with the constant drumbeat being indoctrinated into these lifestyles.
I mean, children are very vulnerable and they look up to older people as models, as role models. And you look in our society, Bruce Jenner, for example, who was glamorized, celebrated, put on Time magazine for changing, quote unquote, to a woman and having surgery and all that. It became a glamorous thing in our society. So it's just started from the top there and going down into our school system. So no wonder this is happening.
Yeah, this is a CDC study, and it is entitled Youth Risk Behavior Survey. And the previous one was done in 2015. This one was done in 2017. The label of so-called bisexual seems to be rising fast, especially among girls. In 2015, 9.8% of girls called themselves bisexual. In 2017, that number rose to 13.1%. And sexual experimentation is sharply higher among the so-called gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure teens than among their heterosexual peers. What it also shows is that this is happening more in the urban centers. According to the study, the higher numbers of students reporting homosexual or questioning identities were found in New York, Baltimore, Duval County, Florida, which is Jacksonville, 21.5%, Chicago. I'm reading these in order of the highest to the least in terms of the urban centers. District of Columbia, Cleveland, Houston, Detroit, DeKalb County, Georgia, which is the Atlanta area, and Shelby County, Tennessee, which is Memphis, Tennessee. So the pattern there is in these urban areas. What's happening in the urban areas that's different than the other areas? It's not that there's more genetics that are happening there. It's what's happening in their schools. It's mm-hmm. what's happening in those communities. GLSEN, as we had mentioned in one of our cases, where in Pennsylvania, they have this annual day of silence, and the school turned it into a week of LGBT propaganda, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, the largest group that is trying to infiltrate the public school students from kindergarten through 12th grade. They're promoting all of this information, and some of these schools are the arm, if you will, of the implementation of GLSEN's radical LGBT program, it's having an impact, and frankly, a negative one, on our nation's youth.
Yeah, you've got the LGBT agenda, GLSEN, as well as Planned Parenthood working together to try to brainwash these children.
And don't forget, they partner regularly with both Planned Parenthood to push the pro-abortion and pro-LGBT mm-hmm. agenda, as well as the National Education Association. This is the largest membership of any union in the United States of America. Huge teachers union sold out 100% on this GLSEN, Gay, Lesbian, right. Straight Education Network. Their whole purpose is to indoctrinate children, and they're partnering with the largest union in the country.
Hence why they're encouraging kids to be so promiscuous as well.
And you know, of course, the Supreme Court dealt a big blow to these government unions, which will include the NEA, because mm-hmm. they are
Praise
dealing
God.
With all the public school teachers. They're no longer going to be able to coerce them to provide union fees and then use those fees for their radical political propaganda.
Let's hope they dry up and wither on the vine.
Well, there's no study that has found homosexuality is inborn. So all yeah. of this, I'm born that way, that's propaganda. There's no study. In fact, a major study in 2016 reviewed the current research and found no genetic link, despite numerous attempts to discover one. There is no genetic link. So there is no, I'm born that way, I can't help it. There are people who will say, I've had these same-sex attractions since I was young. Alan Chambers, for example, says that in his book, his Exodus, from Exodus, the organization. And yet in his book, he also says that he was sexually molested when he was young. And it was after that he began experiencing these same-sex attractions. It is a common pattern, not exclusively, but a common pattern for males to experience same-sex attractions, confusion, after sexual molestation when they're young. And when they're getting the propaganda in the schools, particularly, and they're encouraged to experiment because they don't have to accept that they're male or female, even though their biology and physiology says, screams that they're male and female. That's why you're seeing these urban centers with these school populations and these young people experimenting in same-sex behavior. The radical new curriculum that Fairfax County Schools in Virginia
horrible.
Is implementing,
yeah.
in which they're going to teach the kids that the sex that you are, quote, assigned to at birth is not necessarily your sex. Biological sex is meaningless anymore, and you can just choose your sex or a combination or neither. And they're actually going to encourage kids in high school. The school district will encourage kids in high school to take the homosexual sex pill PrEP that's recommended only for very high-risk behavior of condom-less sex with multiple partners of unknown HIV status. It has a 10% failure rate, and even the AIDS health organizations warn against using it.
And they're putting this in their health curriculum, so there's not an opportunity to opt out. There's not an opportunity for parents to say, no, I don't want my child. I sent my child to school to learn reading and arithmetic and English and literature, not about how to live a homosexual lifestyle.
Yeah, if it were me, I'd tell you, parents need to put their foot down on
livid.
This. They absolutely have got to start fighting back. And I think the momentum is shifting in this country, where people are waking up to this radical agenda. We have a Supreme Court heading in a direction now that will, I think, start to defend parents' rights in this regard mm-hmm. and say parents, they have to have a right to opt their children out of this kind of dangerous propaganda.
This is our future leaders. You know, this is the next generation. We have got to get the record straight here.
Look, we deal with a lot of young people, and we know the pressures that they're under, particularly now. I know it's hard for you to understand if you're not around a lot of young people, because you think about what it was like when you were in school. It's a completely different world out there now. And when they're in this environment and the school is promoting this risky, dangerous behavior, it can be very detrimental to that young person's life. Pray for our public schools and for Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight for freedom and parents' rights and religious freedom, life, and family. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. I also encourage you to find out what's going on in your schools. You may not be aware, even if you don't have any children in school, find out what they're teaching, what they're promoting in the public schools, and make your voice known. lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, you can go to that webpage, make an online donation to support the ministry, tax deductible. And also, I encourage you to pledge monthly support to support the ministry of Liberty Council, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.